The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Yes, 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 I'm coming. There's bacon on the stove, dear.
Yeah, okay, I see it.
Hello? Yes. Oh, good morning, Mr. Wallace. Oh, well, I have a cold, but otherwise I'm fine. Well, I feel better than I sound, I think. How are you? Well, no, I think I told you that my husband's going to be out of town today. I see. Well, yes, I'll be home. All right, fine. All right, Mr. Wallace, I'll be expecting you. Goodbye. Dear? Honey, that was Mr. Wallace.
Well, yeah, what did he want?
Well, he said he'd like to wind up the details of Betsy modeling for that picture of her Tompkins tonic, you know.
Thought he was going to discuss it with me.
I told him you were going to be out of town today. He knew that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't like it.
Don't like what?
I don't like his wanting to discuss the details with you.
Why?
Well, I think he's taking advantage of the fact that I'm going to be out of town to discuss business details with you, knowing that you'll be much more naive about it than I'd be.
Oh, dear, it's true. I don't know anything about it at all.
What did he say when you told him I was going to be out of town today?
He said yes. He remembered I'd told him that, but that his office in Chicago is anxious for him to settle the matter so they can take the picture soon. It seems they have a deadline.
Yeah, I know. Same old story.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Well, he wants to sign Betsy up quick before we have a chance to think about it, obviously.
But we told him we agreed to let her model this once.
But we haven't settled money. Has he even mentioned money to you?
No.
Well, look, he's going to pop out here today. He'll be in a hurry. He'll whip out a contract. You wait and see. A contract of some kind. Want you to sign it.
Yes.
He'll tell you it's just routine, a standard contract for such things. You should just sign it right here on the dotted line. Look, but don't sign it now, no matter what he says. I tell you, he'll tell you that your husband doesn't need to see it, see?
Yes,
and,
I see.
And that you don't need to spend money to have a lawyer look it over. There's just a standard contract.
All right.
I know
these
guys.
Yes, I get it. No matter what he says, I won't sign it. But I don't think he's dishonest, dear. And you found out that it is a genuine offer, and his modeling agency in Chicago is a reputable firm,
darling,
you know,
yes,
so it is.
Of course, he's not dishonest. I'm not saying that, but it's only good business for him to try to get Betsy for as little as possible.
Sure.
I don't blame him, but I don't want to be taken either.
Oh, dear, I know I'm not going to do the right thing.
Yes, you will now, darling. If you
remember
one thing, no matter what he offers, don't give in. Just stick to your guns.
Don't give in. But you said your agency friend said he might get as much as $50 for it.
Honey, he won't offer what they're willing to pay the first time he mentions money. Now, remember that. That's the way you bargain. He puts the price very low, you put the price very high, and then you compromise.
Heavens, dear, I'm no good at that sort of thing. I've never done
it. All right, darling, now just keep one thing in mind. No matter what he offers, it's not enough.
All right.
So you double it.
Yeah, double it, all right. Now, what if he offers $50 and I say no, and then he says, okay, forget the whole thing, and then we've lost the whole deal.
That's just what he'll probably do. And you say, fine, you're not anxious to have Betsy do this anyhow.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll try.
Now, darling, remember this. He spotted Betsy. He wants to take her picture.
Yes.
He can get plenty of professional models in Chicago. He must think that Betsy has some special quality or he wouldn't have made the offer in the first place.
Yes, that's right. That's
now,
right.
Now, don't forget, honey, he came to us. We didn't go to him.
Well, he didn't come to us, dear. He just happened to see Betsy that day I was downtown with her, dear.
All right. You know what I mean, darling.
Well, yes.
I remember everything I've told you. I got to get going. I got to be in Medford by 9:30, and I'll be home in time for dinner. Now, what time's this Wallace guy coming to the house?
Well, he said he'd be here about 10 this morning. Oh, I'm so stupid about business. I know I'm going to mess everything up.
Yeah, you probably will. But it doesn't really matter anyhow. It'll be good experience for you. Now, look, will you stop worrying? You can't expect to do everything well, honey. I'd much rather have a wife who's a good cook than one who's a genius at arithmetic.
Oh, you Dickens. Now tell me again what I have to remember.
Well, now, I'll try to make this as brief as possible. I know you probably have a lot of housework to do.
Oh, well, no, as a matter of fact, I have plenty of time to discuss this with you, Mr. Wallace.
Well, that's fine, but I don't think it should take us too long to iron out the details.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. Actually, I guess there's only one item to discuss. The rest is pretty much routine. I have a standard contract here. Now, what did I do with it?
A standard contract.
Oh, yes, nothing very complicated. And if you'll just sign it, we can get everything in the works. I'll arrange for a photographer. We'll have one of our own men come on from Chicago, and we'll just make arrangements for a sitting with Betsy, at your convenience. Ah, here we are. And if you'll sign right here...
Oh, my goodness, I don't know anything about business, Mr. Wallace, but I certainly know I shouldn't sign anything without reading it anyhow.
Well, read it, read it. As I said, it's just a standard contract for such things.
My goodness, 10 pages?
Oh, that's nothing, believe me. You know how lawyers are. By the time they write up the simplest thing, it sounds like a lot of double talk. Well, I can tell you what's in it. The essence of the thing is that you grant us the right to use Betsy's picture to advertise Tompkins Tonic.
You mean it takes 10 pages to say that?
Well, it also mentions that we would like an exclusive on Betsy.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, we want to make sure she wouldn't pose for any other kind of similar product.
Oh, well, she certainly won't. My husband and I have agreed that this is, you know, something very special. We wouldn't want Betsy to turn into a professional model. She couldn't very well anyhow in this town. There's no work like that. And we're not going to move to a larger city, you know, just for that. My goodness.
Of course. That's why I say this contract is all very routine. I understand that completely. It's just that we have to be protected. You can understand that.
Oh, yes, of course. I can see that,
The only item we have not discussed is the compensation.
The what?
The money.
Oh, yes,
And I've been authorized to offer you $100 for the exclusive use of Betsy's...
$100?
Yes. We feel that...
$100?
Well, we feel that's a rather generous offer. After all, your daughter's not a professional model. The truth is, we could perhaps get a professional model for even less, but...
Why, Mr. Wallace, $100,
Well, it is possible that we might do a little better.
A little better?
Well, perhaps 150,
but... 150, Mr. Wallace?
200, really, and that is absolutely the highest we'll pay. And I can't understand your attitude. After all, may I ask what you had in mind?
Well, let's see, if you double 200, that's...
Double? You mean 400?
Well, that's double the figure, isn't it?
My dear woman, the top models wouldn't... Why, we'd be crazy to pay any such amount. I'm afraid you have a very exaggerated notion of what such things pay. Why, that's fantastic. We wouldn't even consider it.
Oh, well...
No. I think we might just as well forget the whole thing.
Well, all right. Perhaps we should forget it.
Well, if you'll just hand me back that contract.
Oh, yes. Well, here you are.
I'm sorry it had to end this way. I was hoping that we...
Yes, Bill, so was I.
Of course, I think you're making a big mistake, if I may say so.
Well, yes, of course, Mr. Wallace. You must remember, you're the one who approached us. We didn't come to you, and I feel that if Betsy has a special quality that you want, Well, I'll get your coat, Mr. Wallace.
Now, wait a minute. Let's not get excited. Perhaps we're both being a little hasty. I think I would like that cup of coffee, and let's talk this over, huh?
In just a moment, we'll return to the couple next door. Chances are that all good things do come to those who wait. But for the benefit of those who hate to wait forever, CBS Radio offers the Ford Roadshow, starring Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney. Between them, these good people turn up on most of these same stations 11 times a week. And as good things go, their tuneful shows are among the best. Why hold out for the millennium when the refreshing songs of Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney are yours to enjoy on this set right here? No matter what the day or hour may be, a Ford Roadshow starring Bing Crosby or Rosemary Clooney isn't very far away.
Oh, boy, am I tired.
Hi, dear. Gee, I thought you were going to get home for dinner. We waited and waited and
Darling,
waited.
I'm sorry, but we were right in the middle of a conference. I couldn't leave to phone.
Oh,
I couldn't...
Oh, that's all right, dear.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Oh, you look tired.
I am. Boy, what a day. Betsy already in bed?
It's 9 o'clock, dear.
Oh, golly, is it that late?
Did you get anything to eat at all?
Yeah, I had something. Stopped at a diner on the way back there in Lanesboro. Had a roast beef sandwich.
Good.
Ah, I'm dead.
Listen, I have something to tell you.
Honey, I got something to tell you, too. It was a long, tough day, but I think I'm going to close the deal with the Acme Manufacturing Company.
Oh, honey, nice.
Yeah, of course, I'll get the commission on that. Not much, but every little bit helps, huh?
Oh, you know sure, what I mean? Dear, that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I think I closed a little deal myself today.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how about that? I forgot the Wallace guy. Uh-huh. Honey, how'd you make out?
Well...
Now, darling, don't be scared to tell me. I can tell from the look on your face you're worried.
Well, no, not exactly.
I'll bet he said, we'll pay $25, and you said, I'll take it. Is that what happened?
Well, no, dear, not exactly.
Now, darling, look, it doesn't matter. I'm telling you. Betsy has her picture taken. It's kind of fun for you, and so whatever you get for it, it's sheer gravy, see?
Uh-huh, sure.
Oh, golly, I haven't even seen tonight's paper. First chance I've had to relax all day. Oh, golly. Snow tomorrow.
Well, you want to hear what happened?
Hmm? Oh, yes, darling, I'm sorry. What did you get, dear?
400.
Well, that's nice, darling. I did... 400?
Yeah, and I did just...
400? How did 400?
Well, he started out, he said 100, and I was so surprised. I said...
400.
No, I didn't, dear. I said 100. And he said, well, we might go higher, maybe 150. And I said 150. And he said, well, the highest they'd go was 200.
Well, so... go on.
Well, I just nearly fainted. I thought, imagine Betsy getting $200 for just having her picture taken, you know.
Well, that's fantastic.
Well, that's what he said when I said 400.
When you said 400, yes, why in heaven's name would you even expect to get that
you
much?
You said no matter what, he offered to double it.
Well, but I...
Didn't you?
Well, yes. Yeah, I did, but I didn't think...
Well, I just nearly died. But I did what you said. I doubled it.
And
he did what you said. He said, let's just forget the whole thing.
You mean...
Well, I'm just sick. I was so scared, but I did what you said. I said, all right, fine, let's forget it. And I got up to get his coat, and he said, no, let's talk about it, you know. So...
Go on.
Well, I just stuck to my guns.
Yeah?
That's what you said to do. And no matter what he said, I said no.
I mean, didn't you even offer to compromise?
Compromise? Oh, heavens, I forgot that part.
Oh, but...
Well, I guess he did say let's split the difference and make it 300, but I held out. Was that all right?
Was it all right? Well, but yes.
Then what's the matter?
That was... I don't know. I give you the same advice I give myself all the time, and for you it works. First time you try it. I'm the businessman in the family. I've been doing this for years, but I always wind up compromising.
Well, Mr. Wallace laughed, so he said he had to hand it to me. He said I was a tough person to do business with, which certainly made me laugh.
May I ask how you figured out you'd get by holding out for 400...
Well, I knew he wanted Betsy's picture. He wouldn't have argued it at all. Oh, and another thing. I didn't sign anything.
What?
I said we'd get our lawyer to look over Betsy's contract, and I got a letter from Mr. Wallace. He wrote it out, making the offer and stating the money agreed upon so he can't back out. Is that right?
This is the woman who can't even balance her bank statement.
And I must say, dear, you don't act very happy about it.
Happy? I'm numb. I'm flabbergasted at the amount... You mean to say Betsy is going to get $400 for posing for Tompkins Tonic?
Uh-huh.
In one hour, my 6.5-year-old daughter is going to make more money than I make Me, I've had a college education. She isn't even through first grade.
Oh,
I tell you, it makes you stop and think.
Now, I don't think Betsy has to join any union, but she will have to have a Social Security number, dear, and I suggest...
Social Security number? For my baby?
Well, yes, dear, she has to. It's a job. I really don't know what's the matter with you, honey. I did just what you told me to do, didn't I?
Yes, darling, but I...
And it turned out marvelously, so that just proves you're the smart one in the family.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you. I'm beginning to wonder.
Now, she'll have to have some new clothes, dear.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Alexander Clark as Mr. Wallace, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.